Today, we are celebrating the life and legacy of the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. And of course, I got to talk to one of my sister queens out there, Avery Sunshine, always welcomed in Kansas City. You know, I hate to miss you last go round.
Oh, and it was, and I love Kansas City. And good morning and hello and all that great stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, it's bittersweet to have this conversation with you today. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Because, you know, I didn't even let you start talking. You know, it's heavy. It's heavy on me and in my home, my family. You know what Aretha Franklin means to not just to me and my 81-year-old mother, but to my 18-year-old daughter.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Isn't that something?
It is something. And I know I am not the only person who can say that about her.
Absolutely. I mean, she was an icon in the civil rights movement, feminism. She went from, and that goes to show the balance of faith and fighting social justice, because she came from the church, sister.
Ma'am. But she remained just as human and normal. I'm trying to, the times that my husband and I were able to spend with her, you know, and I tell this story and it was really funny. I was singing for her. She invited me to sing for her birthday party, and I think it was just 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm at this grand piano, and of course, you know, my head had already popped off because she sent a personal email to my booking agent. Mm. She didn't really have a lot of the experiences that we had with her. She did a lot of, she worked. She was the one making phone calls and managing stuff. Mm. It was really interesting. And she sent a personal email, so I'm already feeling some kind of way because we got a special email from this lady. And I'm performing for her. She's sitting behind me maybe 4 feet.
Mm.
She and Clive Davis.
Wow.
And I'm singing, and there may be 30 people at the birthday party, very small. And I'm singing, and I'm like, ain't nobody paying attention to me. Lord Jesus, why am I here? I'm thinking this to myself, and Aretha Franklin's behind me. So I said, I'm going to sing some cover songs, get these people dancing,
honey.
And I'm going to go and be done. Do you know she stood up? She walked over to the piano, and she says, if you don't sing your hit song, I'm not giving you your check.
Oh, okay, Queen. Let me clear my throat. Me.
Do you hear? I sat down so fast. When was the last time? I mean, I went in.
Yeah, she's
you
like,
understand
okay.
me?
Oh, she's like, okay, let me go back to Avery. But you got to love that about her. So she just said what was on her mind.
What was on her mind and was written, didn't care whether you liked it or not, didn't even give you an opportunity to say that's not right or no. She wrote my check to my government name. She said, yo, I don't know Avery Sunshine, that's cool, but I'm gonna write this check to Denise White with your mama named you. So and that's that. I was like, wait.
Wow. And you, that's just listening to somebody who had personal encounters with Aretha is a wonderful thing, because, you know, I know her vicariously through what I've seen.
Yeah.
But what is the one thing that you would want people to take from her life and legacy, having interacted with her? You know, you kind of got, Avery, my sister, you kind of got schooled by Aretha. You better sing your song, girl. So what would you want to tell people, you know, this great icon? What can we take from her life, you know, outside of what we know?
You know, there's so much. She was so. There's so much, and there's so much going through my mind right now. All I can think about is to remind people to be as honest as you possibly can. Mm. And I do feel like in her music, in the way. God, if you just, well, we all know this, and that's the thing that I think we all tap into, the way in which she would sing and play the piano and even interact with people was so honest.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Wow.
It's just undeniable, and I think that's the thing that we all feel, and I mean everybody, every culture, age group, I mean women, men, everybody's been affected by this woman. And I must say, I felt when I met her, it was her humanness, her flaws and all, that inspired me the most.
Wow.
I think that's the thing, and I think it's that honesty. Allow yourself to say, I never loved a man the way that I loved you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Allow yourself, you know, to go ahead and give God glory in the same set.
That's
where
right.
you were talking about your boo.
Right, right, right. Yeah, let's keep it 100.
You know,
yeah.
Keep it 100 while taking a drink. Or and I'm not saying that she did that,
right.
but I'm just saying there was the honesty.
Mm.
That's what I take away. And that's what means, that's what shines the most about her life for me.
Authenticity. Well, we are going to keep remembering the queen. I can't wait to see you again when you come, because I missed you.
And we had such a great time in Kansas. I can't wait to come back to Kansas City.
Well, we will be waiting for you, and we'll just keep remembering Aretha, her life, her legacy.
Sure will.
Honey, I was listening to Bridge Over Troubled Water the other day. Aretha makes you shout.
Ma'am. And then what's so interesting, her voice was getting better. That one that they keep showing. I just did an interview before we talked, and the lady, she was interviewing myself and Peabo Bryson. Mm. So while they're on TV, they're showing all this stuff, and they did the performance where she did the song with Carole King. Natural Woman,
yes.
right? And the lady, Robin Mead, is saying to us, okay, y'all, wait a minute. We can't talk because I feel like it's sacrilegious.
Okay.
I said, girl, I know you're right. I feel the Holy Spirit all
right.
in.
Girl, she dropped that mink. I thought I was going to pass. I was like, y'all don't have to get me up.
Now listen, you know I'm gonna have to wear me some inks because I can't afford all the minks, so I'm gonna have to get some inks.
We'll
I'm
get
wear
you
some
one
inks
so you
on can
drop now. It. We get you one so you can drop it.
But now I got to be dropping minks.
Yes, honey, you got to bring it. Well, it's such. I'm not gonna keep you any longer. AB Sunshine, can't wait to see you in Kansas City, and thank you so much for
Absolutely.
Sharing your love and memories of the Queen with us.
God bless you, and thank you,
you
so much.
See you soon, both.
Bye-bye, love.
Bye,
bye, love. Bye, bye.